Guess who's back? Back again. Ashley's back.
I'm back.
A friend. Yes, we've turned one of our usual male cast members into a lady. Because we have so many to spare.
Yeah, we're always glad to have more Ashley. That's sure.
True.
Thanks, you guys. I missed you guys.
And your gender doesn't even play into it.
That's true.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. It started off kind of creepy, but then you guys, you gave up.
Unlike this movie, which has everything to do with gender.
It does.
Yes,
it does.
We are talking about The Danish Girl, which is an adaptation of a book from 2000 of the same name. This one directed by...
Was it 2000? I thought it was 1933.
2000.
Okay, wow. So they took the original book and made it into another book.
This is directed by Tom Hooper, who's best known doing things trying to get Oscars for.
Which he isn't here at all.
Like Les Miserables, The King's Speech, you know, the John Adams miniseries, Elizabeth I. You're like, dude, just make a regular movie sometime.
We get it. You like costumes.
Is that the Les Miserables with the world's saddest Javert? Because in one of those movies, there was a Javert that was, like, tragic even for Javert.
This was the most recent one with Hugh Jackman as...
That's the one.
Yes. Did he play Javert?
No.
Or no, it was Russell Crowe.
It was Russell Crowe.
Yes, that's why it was so sad. Because
if
you make Russell Crowe sing, he cries.
Well, I thought it was just that some days he had to be on set on for so long, he hadn't had whiskey for a while.
I thought it was because they took away his sweatshirt with the thumb holes and told him he wasn't allowed to pull his hoodie over his head.
That's what it is. But here's funny. I remember first seeing this trailer and everyone pretty much reacted the same way. They're like, oh, I betcha that's coming out in December. You know, it just screams, please give me another Academy Award. For both Tom Hooper and, of course, star Eddie Redmayne, who won it last year for his portrayal of Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything.
Yeah.
Here he plays... Well, Bo, you love doing...
Wait, animation. He played Stephen Hawking in that thing where Channing Tatum had the wings and the skateboard? Oh, no, wait.
That was his Norbit that year.
He sure screamed a lot in this.
Yeah. Not in this, though.
No, not in The Danish Girl.
There's not a lot of screaming. In fact, a lot of whispering and being demure. I think that's it, because Eddie Redmayne in this plays Einar, what's his last name?
Wegener?
What's that?
Wegener?
I think it's Wainer is the way the Danish people say it. And he is a up-and-coming artist. He is... ostensibly very happily married, it seems, to
Gerda,
who's played by, is it Olivia or Alicia?
Alicia
Vikander, from Ex Machina. And then somewhere along the way, apparently because she asked him to pose for a painting, he decides, I'm a girl!
Yeah, they're both painters. He's the more successful one by far. He's very well known.
She's looking for her, like, and she takes her stuff to dealers, and they're like, well, you're very talented, but you need something. Yeah, you got to find some subject matter that really sells itself.
Yes. It's skillful, but empty.
No spirit.
And then a series of events, how she asks... her husband Einar to stand in for a female subject, so he's, you know, he puts on stockings and he's got a dress kind of draped over him, and then in another coincidence they are invited to an artist's ball, and they decide, hey, let's, you know, you made such a pretty lady, let's dress you up as a lady as a joke, as a lark.
This will be funny.
Like,
Yes. Funny.
It's hilarious. And
that's what I was thinking.
He takes it to it like a cat to water, or he takes it rather like a fish to water.
Bo's not good at animals.
No, or analogs.
Yeah, well, you were good at shapes and colors. We all had the one thing in lower school we struggled with.
Eddie Redmayne's very red in this.
Like redder than he's ever been before.
Yes, and apparently, you know, because this is sudden.
I believe it's called blush.
The 1920s. He becomes very demure, and there's not a lot of volume with this person that he seems to be becoming, or she seems to be becoming rather, because he starts to identify as a person named Lily, who is a lady,
which is, you know, disturbing to some acquaintances, and others seem surprisingly nonplussed.
And this is
an artist community.
It's an artist community, you know. Some of her bohemian, but even then, they're like, "Oh, you like to drag? You like to dress and drag? Well, that's perfectly okay. We know lots of people like that, and you're obviously homosexual because he starts to experiment with a fellow artist who happens to be male." And throughout this process, he just starts, even though they are finding a joy in, you know, experiencing this gender that they identify with, there's a lot of misery as well because they don't realize, well, what am I? And it kind of plays out that they begin to think of themselves, well, there's Einar, and that's a male, and there's Lily, and that's the female, and I'm kind of both, which is just, for the cheap seats out there, this is not how most transgender people are at all.
I don't think he does actually identify as Einar.
There were definite moments in this where I felt like, you know, because he's like, oh, Einar's dead, and you know, she actually goes up to him at one point and says, I need to talk to my husband, and you know, it's kind of the Sybil moment where he's like, well, let me see what I can do. And eventually, like, he puts male clothes back on and go on. And to me, it seemed like, okay, well, are you saying that this is a you know, dissociative identity thing? Or, you know, are they transgender? And this is, you know, the gritty crux of this is that this is happening in the 1920s, and that transgender isn't even a concept. I mean, you know, other than, you know, some primitive tribes here and there, the two spirits thing. This is, in Western society, this is not, no. I mean, you know, even, you know, straight up homosexuality is still considered a mental disease at this point, and you know,
and was up until very recently.
Yes, exactly. and saying not only that, oh, you know, not only I want to be with men, but this is not because I am homosexual. This is because I am a woman.
Yeah,
and you know, it takes a very long time
for finally admit that. But oh wait, we're doing the review. Sorry.
It takes a long time, but before Einar Lily is able to say this.
I kind of agree with Ashley too, though. At the same time, I feel like almost the moment he puts on that dress, he is no longer a he. Like the Einar personality becomes a shade, a ghost. So
it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think what we were supposed to, well, what I took from it anyway was less that he was two people. One character makes a joke about that, but more that he was always a woman, and he was putting on a charade as the opposite. Right. And
I'm glad that you're getting that, because that's why watching this, that was one of my like quirky points that I was just like.
Well, I think
I hope
his
people,
wife in particular points that out at one point when it's kind of decided they don't know the extent to which this is going to go, but, you know, someone she's always thought of as her husband has decided to live as Lily. And she makes a comment that, you know, it wasn't so long ago that we were married, because Lily's musing on whether or not she'll get married one day. And because they're starting to sort of tease out that, you know, this person is not a homosexual. This person is a woman, and now is thinking of her life like a husband and a child. And Gerda says, well, it wasn't so long ago that we were married. And he says, well, and Lily says, well, you and Einar. And she goes, no, it was always us.
Right.
And I think that was where the movie really kind of definitely and overtly said, like, no, that was always kind of who she was, I think. That's good.
I mean, I'm glad you're seeing that as a clinching point. Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, I still wondered, you felt like there's a scene where she didn't just say, any chance you're a lesbian?
Yeah. I did get that a little bit, that she might be, like, okay with that, especially some of her paintings.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that
But Lily wasn't.
She loves him so much that she is willing to basically have this end that type of relationship with her husband because she accepts that is who he really is.
For me, I thought that was the more evocative performance.
Absolutely.
In this. That, you know, you would think that in something like this project, is, you know, showing somebody, you know, transitioning, especially, you know, the very first person on the face of the planet that is, you know, surgically transitioning, that would be the you know, point that would be more arresting. But yeah, I found myself far more interested in Alicia Vikander's journey in this than Eddie Redmayne's.
Well, and I thought, you know, part of that is that she just flat out gives a better performance here.
I agree.
I thought Redmayne, like, does what more than enough to convince you of his character and who he is in here. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's still basically just playing this demure, coquettish woman, and that there's never really much of feels like that deep of an emotional stretch for him.
I mean, they're deep emotions, but it's almost always despair with a little bit of hope. Whereas Vikander's character has these very, like, you know,
complex
peaks and valleys and complexities. Where, you know, there are times that she's obviously very upset that this is happening. There are times that, you know, she makes it possible for this to happen. She's one person that believes in him.
I think that's part of it is really just who her character is, because ultimately you're like, she is being so incredibly noble, and that's always the as far as I'm concerned, that makes her the protagonist of the film. Is like, she gets more screen time than he does. I was really shocked some critic committees were getting her best supporting actress. Like, she's on the screen more.
Yeah, she's the star.
And the book is written about from her point of view. Yeah. She's the star of the movie.
She's even on the poster.
Yeah. I don't think anybody is bad in this. I just found her mesmerizing and him kind of workmanlike.
Yeah. No, and that's a good description. I mean, and, you know, I think a lot of people that, you know, are casual moviegoers or what have you, when they see something like this, like, you know, somebody playing somebody with special needs or somebody that's playing, you know, a transgender person or what have you, they're like, wow, that's so unbelievable because this person isn't that thing. But as an actor, you're like, well, you have so much accoutrement that you can put on with that, and you know, and
we should be careful though of making that particular pairing.
But there's, you know, like, there's
somebody is playing a character very different from themselves.
Sure,
exactly.
Eddie Redmayne's real self is the guy from Jupiter Ascending.
It's his real self.
Yeah, I think
Stephen
what
Hawking.
I really enjoyed about this film, I think it's unfair to cast aside Lily's character as not the protagonist. I do agree that Alicia, what is her last name?
Vikander.
Vikander, yes. God, I loved her in Ex Machina. She's so good.
Yeah.
I did like her performance better, just from a acting perspective. But as far as the protagonist of the film, I don't know. You know, when they're starting to go through these doctors, and I am horrified at the idea of medicine, especially psychological medicine, at the turn of the century. Yeah. And so,
and there is, there's a cavalcade, like a little horror show.
Heiner's character receives
a
lot of love from his wife, but his character is clearly hurting. And that entire sequence, I really feel like Lily is going through for her wife.
Mm-hmm. True.
And as much as it's probably in some ways easier for maybe me to identify with Gerda's character more, and I just preferred the performance, I don't know. I feel like there's some heavy protagonist a love on that side that shouldn't be set aside. It's really good, I think.
It's not to erase it. He's going through a journey that, you know, is literally presented to you before you go into the movie. So, you know, it can be a little bit easier, maybe even tempting, to erase that in favor of, you know, undoubtedly a stronger performance, but it's still, you know, it's still Eddie Redmayne. No fear. There's never any doubt, and there are definite moments.
Yeah, he did a fabulous job.
Yeah, there are definite moments where you're just like, oh wow, okay, you know, and he conveys the conflict and depth of emotion that's around, you know, like figuring out this something that maybe nobody else has figured out before, at least has not had the vocabulary to put into play, like
option to take it to the next level.
An example I use is, you know, I can't remember where I read this or what, but, you know, think about how many great saxophone players there were before they invented the saxophone. There were probably a lot people that would have been like right up there with John fucking Coltrane, but they didn't have the fucking saxophone, so sorry. You know, and there undoubtedly have been transgender people throughout history.
Actually, is the saxophone a penis? I'm not sure.
I'm having a hard time following this. You know, I love you, Bo, but I'm struggling with this particular metaphor.
I'm just saying, yeah. They're, you know, In 1500, you can be transgender as you want, but the idea of doing something about it surgically is not exactly on your plate of options.
And let's not forget the fact that Eddie Redmayne actually looked kind of hot as a chick.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that casting did not was not accidental. He really does make a lovely woman.
And obviously the real Lily did as well, because she ends up his wife ends up becoming, you know, at least somewhat notable in the art world because of all of these portraits that he does of her.
Yeah.
She does of her.
The pronoun game is still very difficult. I was born in 1970. This is not disapproval. It's just base level confusion in my brain.
And she goes on to draw Lily, throughout her life, even though they do not remain married. If you do a little research into her, she actually became quite a renowned artist of erotica. So she illustrated some very famous books.
I did not know that.
Time.
So now I've got something to look up when I get home.
There you do.
And then leave it on the computer, and then later when people are like, "What is this?" I'll be like, "Steven, God,
research."
I was gonna say, like, as moving as I find the very human story going on here. I did find that the actual direction and a lot of the script was kind of pedestrian.
Yeah.
I was like, I felt like it was like, let's take this story and let's dress it up with everything you expect from a film that we're throwing throw Oscars at.
Yeah,
But without that stuff having a feeling of inspiration to it. It just felt very...
It makes some very obvious choices, and it may be just because, I've read and seen stories about other people's transitions that... it's not a, I never really have an aha moment in this. For me, there wasn't a lot of stuff to relate to. It's gorgeously shot. It should take all the costuming awards. It's absolutely beautiful. Well acted, but it's one of those things that you tend to get around this time of the year where it's like, well, there are a lot of great pieces here, but not enough to really make the whole puzzle work as a scene.
And I admit, for me, like this only... It feels like this grabs part of the puzzle of what makes a great film, but not anywhere... But is very lacking in some of the others. And I personally just like a film, when it comes to Oscar time, that shakes me a little and goes, Jesus Christ, will you look at that? That was really... You've never seen anything like that before. This is definitely something that, despite the subject matter, I've seen a lot of films like it.
Yeah, I felt... I definitely... feel the emotions that it wants me to feel, but it never reaches any kind of catharsis for me.
But let's continue into final thoughts. Ashley, we feel like we were already kind of giving them, so we'll let you go first here.
Yeah, I thought it was... I have to agree that it was really beautifully shot. The whole film, and it really starts at the very beginning with some lovely landscapes, which is what Einar's character paints. Has like a very silver quality to it, very dreamy looking, and so I really enjoyed that. Y'all know how I feel about a good costume film. So to Beau's point, this should win basically all the makeup and costume prizes.
Well, that's because CIS female identified.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And I like puffy dresses. And so, yeah, I did. I did love that. I liked this movie a lot more than you guys did. One thing I really enjoyed about it is it's difficult to imagine what a situation like that would feel like. Going through any kind of breakup or anything like that is so hard with all of this in there, but taking place in the 20s when they really didn't have a vocabulary at all to talk about these kinds of things is really difficult. And I think they could have really pounded that home and really kind of focused on that. But instead, it's really this beautiful love story to the extent that they even at one point when Gerda, the wife, is kind of not really sure how to proceed, contacts a childhood friend of Einar's, who also turns out to just be a wonderful human being.
Played by Matthias Schoenaerts, who's been appearing in a shit ton of movies lately.
Yeah, yeah, and I thought he did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I like
him. He looks like a Baldwin brother if the Baldwin brothers had turned out to be what we wanted them to be.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I think it's possible that Beau hates love.
Ding, 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 ding.
and I don't know. Is the movie that
you're just now figuring out?
Love is for suckers. Bo is no matter what alone. Your gender is.
Bo is forever alone. Aww. And Ezra, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
That's okay. Hey, I've got a car, a vacuum hose, and
an me. I'm
space.
Not popular. And me.
And his heart shrunk 3 sizes that day.
I was having a good day until you rubbed my face into reality.
Shit. Well, now things got real. Yeah. I want you guys to be honest with me. I smell weird, don't I? I've always known that. I don't wear deodorant.
If
you smell a little bit, right? Nothing. No? Okay.
Only somebody could give me an operation to make me not alone.
Well, you'd probably make a hot check too, Bo. I'm just saying.
No, I would not. There are some things beyond the reach of surgery.
But yeah, so I really enjoyed that. I really appreciated the different sorts of love stories that were going on in this. I do have to agree, I haven't read the book, but I did feel like the screenplay fell a little bit flat. There was a little bit of a trite couple scenes at the end that followed what I thought were some really beautiful moments that I was a little disappointed with. And so there were a couple moments that it did get a little trite that I was sort of like, eh. I will give this... we're doing ratings, total finals? Yeah, okay. I will give this...
Bring it home, Ashley.
8 out of 10 portraitures.
Bo?
Yeah, definitely echo a lot of that sentiment. Obviously the movie's gorgeous. It's very stylish. It's kind of Oscar Wildean. My hot take is this is definitely a style over substance film, even though there's a lot of substantive stuff in it, and that's kind of what's disappointing, because for me this is like somebody has this great toolkit and all these abilities, and you think they're going to make you a mansion. Instead, they make you a really nice cottage, and it's a gorgeous cottage. You like looking at it, and you spend a week in there, and you have a good time. But you're kind of like, dude,
you could have done so much more.
You could have made mansion out of this. And I think the flaw in the ointment here was that it very much plays it safe with the subject matter and does not. Kind of explore some of the complexities. Maybe even you could accuse their relationship of being a little too stable in this, that maybe even to the point of unreality. But that being said, I do love the performances. I do really love the relationship. I got a lot out of Redman and Vikander in this. They do a wonderful job. As does, I do want to shout out Amber Heard, because she wasn't given a lot to do in this, but I think she did a really good job with the character she had.
And just in general.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting around and I don't got anything to do, just I'd like general, to give a shout out to that, Amber Heard.
That Johnny Depp's quite a lucky man.
Yeah, just every now and then when I'm sitting alone.
Sitting alone.
I find myself.
Marinating in my
interests. Marinating in your Amber Heard memory.
Yeah, yeah, just like, I remember. Nicely done, madam. Nicely done.
Me too.
Yeah, I.
Who
I definitely think this is gonna pick up some gold this year, and I kind of hope it's more in the technical fields. But definitely, Vikander's a solid option for best actress. But like you said, she's probably
it's
gonna
been
pick
split
supporting
half and half. Like our critics group decided, absolutely, that's ridiculous to have best supporting actress as a nomination for her. It's obviously best actress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like. It's almost kind of weirdly sexist to suggest that she's not.
Yeah, I agree. But that being said, for not congealing it as a whole, I can really only give it a 7.5, a lovely impressionistic trees on a fjord.
I think even you liked it a little bit better than I did. Mm. I ultimately, my biggest problem with this is like, I think to, my version of what you stood, your allegory you stated with here was that like, you hire someone to paint you a beautiful portrait and then you realize while it is beautiful, it looks almost exactly like another portrait. You're like, but wait, you're obviously very, very talented. Why aren't you trying to do something at least a little bit different here? And this doesn't feel that way. It felt like you've got this great source material, and then you make a really kind of dry, Oscar theme. I mean, I can't believe this wasn't made by the BBC. It felt like it was made by the BBC.
This and is it, the British version of Love.
And it felt like, you know what I mean? Those BBC
films. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. In Britain, this thing would this is like a bonfire of lust. Yeah.
That's the thing is, ultimately,
it's a softcore.
Good Lord, woman. You're not wearing a bustle. How lewd.
So much of it felt like they were trying to dampen the emotions that were there on screen rather than pronounce them. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this would have gotten a little more excitable than this.
I mean, well, the Danes are a dark and gloomy people.
Just even though the stuff that was going on around, you're like going, okay, clearly this is not a world where people generally would approve of any portion of the decisions that Eddie Redmayne is making, and yet that's kind of barely touched on.
People really only started having sex in 1921.
They only knew they had genitals in 1909.
And they didn't want you to do anything with them because they're pure concentrated evil.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, even Eddie Redmayne, I think he did a good job. I didn't think it was a great job. I was like, yeah, you were good. I mean, you did everything you needed to do, but nothing about his performance made me go, wow, that really, I was really impressed. Whereas I thought Alicia Vikander had dealt with such a complex series of feelings going on that even though I thought the part was not written as well as it should have been, she still pulled out so much with just her performance that I thought was terrific. I still like this overall. I just think ultimately it's not that memorable a film. And I think in the field of films about transgender people, about gay people, finally getting pushed up to it's okay to make films with a wide release about these people. This year in general with those films that have come out will be thought of as like a nice first attempts.
Yeah.
You know,
hey man, you didn't suck as much as Stonewall, so clap hands for you.
True.
Better hats in this. Lots better hats.
I give this
and they actually had a transgender person in it.
I give this 7 out of 10 times I awkwardly crossed my legs in the movie theater.
No.
But is that unique to this movie?
No, but there was a different reason.
You had to pee?
You know, when guys see things about other guys' penises getting chopped off, we get uncomfortable.
It's that easy?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, no.